This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
How many of you are familiar with the term bird nesting? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I have a lot of questions about this, but for some couples, this seems to be the best co-parenting option where the children stay in the family home while the parents rotate in and out of the house rather than the kids moving between two separate households.
Right.
How many of you would be open to this idea? Let us know. You can text or call us at 585-252-9800.
There's some questions that I have. I mean, like, just for the parents' mental health, being in a house that, you know, you thought you were going to spend the rest of your life in with your person and raise your kids, I feel like that could be a little triggering, no?
Well, it's a possibility. I'd like to speak with people who think this is a good idea, who are actually doing it. I don't know. People online who are doing it say this is the best option for them because it allows their kids to stay in a familiar home instead of bouncing around because they have the opportunity to keep their routines and their friendships intact.
Right.
Because kids don't have to constantly pack and move between two homes, allowing the parents to coordinate schedules and decisions more smoothly. One person said, I would never do this. It's not about my kids. It's about making sure my ex constantly has to go out of their way and I have to make it as difficult as possible for them. Okay.
Oh.
It sounds toxic.
Very much so. Yikers.
But if you have heard of bird nesting and you think it's a good idea or a bad idea, let us know if you're for it or if you're against it. I can see why it would probably be a good idea. So basically, your kids are not the ones having to go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
They're staying in the same house, but mom will come in for 3-4 days. They'll leave. Then they'll rotate. Dad will come in for another 3 days, stay there.
I also feel like it's cheaper. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to buy, you don't have to get like a 3 or 4 bedroom house. Depending on how many kids you have, 3 or 4 bedroom apartment. You know what I mean? You can stay in the house and get like a 1 bedroom apartment.
Well,
if your kids aren't coming over to your.
So if you're bird nesting, you're divorced. I mean, you're obviously separated. You're no longer living together, but you still have to find a second place to live.
Right.
A situation like this, regardless, is going to cost money.
There's people that are asking a lot of questions, so let's get to that, right? This person says, I'm not a parent, but there's no way in hell I'm letting my ex and their new spouse sleep in my bed and go through all my stuff. Well, I don't even think it's that. I think there's like...
No, that's not what this is about. So basically, you guys keep the house. Instead of the kids bouncing back and forth between mom and dad's, they're always going to be at the house. So one of you is leaving. And then you guys set a schedule of who's coming in on what days and vice versa.
But what they're saying is, like, you need 2 separate bedrooms. There's just it's not always, like,
I see what you're saying.
Feasible to, you know, there's never going to be like a situation where it's like, oh, this is perfect, because now that you don't share a bedroom, you need an extra room because you're not going to sleep in the same bed as...
You better start emptying out the basement. We have Kaylee on the line with us. Hi, good morning, Kaylee.
Hi, good morning.
When it comes to bird nesting, are you for it or against it?
Oh my gosh, I'm so against it.
Tell us why.
Well, I heard you guys, you know, talking about the mother with, like, well, first, I'm a mother with two kids. And so this whole bird nesting concept, it does not work. Anyone thinking that this concept is a good idea is just setting themselves up for failure.
Really?
Absolutely. So my full disclosure in regard to my relationship, my husband and I, we don't get along. We're really at this point in our marriage. We're not fans of each other. And for me, nothing would make me happier than to get a divorce and go our separate ways. But you make a choice, and I think you bring children into this world, if you're married, that you stick with it. So getting a divorce, I think, is the easy way out. And anyone who has been through a divorce will tell you it's super expensive, and there's no benefit to it. It's just really, truly hurting your children. And I don't want to see my kids living in separate homes, especially when they're young. You know, my kids are 9 and 14. Mm-hmm. So my husband and I were waiting until they graduate high school, and we've agreed that we're going to stick it out until then, because my kids will be old enough to understand that mom and dad, we've had enough. So,
Why would you waste that much time, though, waiting for them to go to high school? You have to wait for them to be 18 in order for you to be happy?
It's not necessarily, I mean, part of this decision is making me happy because I'm supporting my kids, because they'll be at a place of maturity, emotional maturity, intellectual maturity to understand why my husband and I did what we did or are planning to do. And I really don't want them to come from a broken home. Like, I don't want them to be that statistic. You know, most parents don't care if their kids come from a broken home, and I'm not going to be part of that. And I really just find that decision to be shameful.
Well, I mean,
we talked about this on the show prior, too. Like, if you stay in a marriage for the sake of your kids, but then they sit there and watch you show no love and affection towards each other, fight all the time, like, it's just as bad, if not worse.
Do you and your husband show affection with one another in front of the kids? Do you guys kiss? Do you guys hug?
Oh, God, no.
Right.
So how is that helping your kids, though? I don't understand. I mean, aren't you concerned that they're watching you and your husband not show any affection whatsoever? Don't you think that does more harm in the long run?
Absolutely not. We're together in one home. We're celebrating wins together in one home. They're seeing us together and co-parent in one home. And just because we're not lovey-dovey doesn't mean we're fighting in front of the kids. But I mean, it really truly is for the children, for the benefit of them to be from one home.
Is it for the children, though? Do you guys share a bedroom? Do you sleep in the same bed?
We do share a bedroom. At this point, we're not sleeping in the same bed.
Not the bunk beds. I just feel like that bird nesting would be right up your alley then. That I don't even understand why you're against it, to be honest.
I agree.
Your marriage is broken in half. You're still living under the same roof. You clearly want to keep the house that your kids grew up in, or are growing up in, I should say. And
this might be worth giving a shot to.
Yeah. Rent a cheap apartment somewhere, or buy a townhouse somewhere, and do the rotation for your own mental health.
No, it's so stupid. It's going to screw up my kids. You'll understand when you have kids.
Yeah. I hope I don't understand. I hope that I don't.
You do you, Kaylee. If you think it doesn't work for you, we got a lot of people texting in right now that says bird nesting would be more of a positive, especially in your situation, than it would be a negative. But, I mean, you find it stupid. It's not something you're willing to do. I mean, that's totally up to you.
People will understand when they fail at this how horrible and stupid the situation is. I would never, ever do that to my kids.
Okay, I love that for you, Kaylee, but literally you're not. I don't know where you get off yucking someone's yum. It's not like you're calling in and you're like, my husband and I are so in love, and like, I can't believe this is happening. You're literally in the same boat, and honestly, I would, if I were you, I would give it a whirl. But to each their own.
to each their own. You do you. And of course, nobody's going to understand. We don't understand. Yeah. All right. That's fine. I hope I never do understand. I wish you all the best of luck. I hope your kids are going to be soaring.
We appreciate you're doing it for the kids, but at the end of the day, you're not really doing it for the kids. I don't see how this is going to help them in the long run. Hey, I grew up where mommy and daddy despised each other throughout my whole entire childhood. How is that helpful? I don't understand.
Let me emulate that in my future relationships. Huh?
All right. Well, thanks anyways, guys. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Thanks for calling in, Kaylee.
Bye, Queen.
All right. Let's go over to Janae. That says, my counselor always used to say, it's better to grow up in a broken home than a war zone. True that. A lot of people
are. What if the broken home is the war zone?
That's the thing. Well, that's the thing. Yup. 10 years ago, I said to my friend, I need to stay with my husband for the kids. And he replied, you're teaching them to stay in a screwed up relationship. And I never forgot that. And I got divorced. The kids are fine.
Yeah.
This mom honestly thinks she's helping her kids by staying in this broken relationship. I get she thinks she's doing it for the right reasons, but she's not. The kids will remember this.
This person says, just because the kids will be old enough, quote unquote, doesn't mean it won't be just as hard. My mom did this and it was a lot of damage for me from 19 to 22. I'm still recovering. This person says she's delusional. I feel bad for this woman's kids. They will never have a positive, mature relationship to look up to and use an example for their future relationships. That's what I was trying to say to her. And she was like, you'll never understand. I was like, okay, Tiffany or Sally or whatever your name was. Like,
so I was reading this text that we got from our listener, Jamie, and it's a very interesting angle. She says, toxic people who want to stay with toxic people just use it's for the kids as an excuse. As well, they do it because they can blame the kids later on and use it as a guilt trip to make the kids do stuff for them. Like, they right. owe them for staying with someone they didn't want to stay with.
Right.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
That's really manipulative.
It sure is. Not saying that that's what Kaylee's going to do, but you never know.
Truly.
All right, guys. Thanks for the messages on this. Bird nesting.
Wowzies. Like,
it's PXY Mornings.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Breeze. The recent tariffs imposed by the Trump administration on major trade partners. I'm sure we know what they are already. China, Mexico, Canada. They're all expected to impact the cost of home building materials. The CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Greater Rochester, they were explaining the rise in cost and says, if we took two compelling line items, he's talking about lumber cost and let's say the cost of drywall. Our anticipation today is that the houses would go up by probably another $7,000 to $8,000 per unit, which is really going to hurt us, plus the families. The tariffs include 25% tax on goods from Mexico and Canada, affecting essential construction materials, you know, like lumber and drywall. Which makes sense. Habitat for Humanity really expressed the strain that is going to take on building homes along with the families that they support.
Yeah.
It's a great organization. I used to fundraise a couple of years for Habitat for Humanity. They've helped a lot of families in need of a home. A lot of people come together to help build these homes, but it's getting more and more expensive as far as the cost. And at this point, the organization is hoping that despite the rising cost, those in need of housing will still have access to homes. Long term, those are costs that are going to be hard to sustain, they noted. But that being said, you may see this organization potentially building less homes with the rise of cost of materials, which equals being able to help less families.
Which is devastating, truly. I mean, I have a friend who their work kind of goes out and helps build these homes when they go up. And it's devastating because they do help so many people. And when you're working with a non-for-profit like that, it's really hard to keep up with the price jack of whatever the materials is. That it could be anything from floor tiles to lumber to sinks. I mean, like, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Is all the materials that you need.
They've been around a long time, Habitat for Humanity, but they really are a great nonprofit organization. They've helped thousands of families, build homes throughout the entire year and give
right.
people a place to live. Coming up in the show, how many of you get up every single morning and go to a job you hate, but you do it for the benefits?
There's a lot of people doing that right now. Health insurance is just too damn high, but the benefits of the job that you hate have you fully covered.
That's right. Call us, text us, let us know what you do for a living that you don't enjoy, but you do it strictly because the benefits are good. 585-252-9800. We'll talk about it coming up next on the show. Peaks Why Mornings, Moose Breezy. I would die for you, Breezy.
Not the hard cut. Love that.
How many of you hate your job so much, but the only reason you're even doing it is because of the benefits? They're great. Tell us what you are being forced to wake up and go and do every morning, but you're doing it for the benefits. 585-252-9800.
Also, it says a lot about you, people like us, who do their job even though they have no benefits and their health insurance is trash. I just made the grisly discovery that our company stopped contributing to my HSA, so I've
never understood why you do this in the middle of a show.
Oh, I get an email. I get emails. Updates.
You're on my chart. You're calling doctors. What are we doing here?
I get emails. So we got to get to the bottom of it.
We've talked about topics that are similar to this one on the past.
Yes.
Like in the past. Not everyone is lucky to get up every morning, go to a job they love, especially when they have three kids they're trying to feed. And sometimes you just got to do what you got to do, especially with the price of eggs today. Oh, it's terrible. And you might hate the job, but a lot of us do the job because the benefits are good. And
mm-hmm.
you need the health care. What job do you go to every day that might make you miserable, but you're only doing it for the benefits? Let us know.
I would even argue and go as far to say the person that we just heard from, I think her name was Kaylee. She said, well, you know, my husband and I were just staying together for the kids and yada, 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 this, that, and the third. I would also argue that people stay together for out of convenience of healthcare as well. If your spouse that you cannot literally stand, if they breathe in your direction, has amazing benefits, you're like, well, maybe we just sling it. Stay together for the health benefits. It's cheaper out of our pocket.
That is true. People do that. That is true. I have a Perry that's texting in that says, I work for waste management up at 3 a.m. every morning. The job is not my favorite. I'm in my 40s. It's exhausting, but the benefits are pretty good. And I would say the job is easier now that we have a robot arm that does a lot of the heavy lifting. Also, shout out to you guys. We listen every morning from the truck. Love the show. Thank you.
Love
appreciate
you.
That, let's go over to the phones real quick. Good morning, Peaks Why. Who's this?
Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea.
Are you in a wind turbine? What's going on?
Give me one. Let me just
try to fix my phone. Okay, I'll be with you in 2 seconds. Just take it off a headset. I'm going, this person. I'm a custodian at a local high school. I make $25 an hour. You get 4 weeks vacation to start, but it goes up from there. You get 5 personal days, 11 sick days, and the benefits are really good. I would recommend you just need a high school diploma and no criminal record.
Okay. Fair enough.
Well, it's tough for people today because we all seem to have criminal records, do we not?
That's not all of us. All right. Is our friend back?
Okay, go ahead, Chelsea.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you great.
So with my job, we're doing triples and quads daily.
What's that?
24, 36, 48 hours.
What do you do for a living?
I work for New York State.
Okay, so you work for the state of New York.
And your benefits are through the roof.
Yeah.
Tell us why you hate your job, Chelsea.
It's the mandate, not being able to see my son.
Mm-hmm. But
having no life.
But the benefits are great, right?
Yeah. Benefits are good.
Wow. I don't even know if that's legal to pull a triple or a quad.
Have you worked 36 hours before straight?
I've worked 24 hours back to back, and I was only at home for 16 hours.
48 hours? Who's doing that?
What?
Who's doing that?
Yeah. Chelsea, you need a therapist immediately.
She's like, but my copay is only $20.
Hopefully.
All right. That's thanks for the call, Chelsea. That's why people do it. I had a great gig that I didn't enjoy doing, but I had pretty good benefits. Like, do you remember right before I moved home, I went to the hospital? That hospital visit?
Yeah, your spleen was like cut in half or something.
Something was going on with my junk. We'll right. just say that. I called the hospital. I'm on a Zoom call, okay? This nurse freaks me out. She goes, you need to go to the hospital immediately. I said, why? She goes, either go to the hospital or call an ambulance. I said, oh, this seems like a lot.
The drama.
Okay, no problem. I get on the Zoom call. I tell my boss and my colleagues, guys, I gotta step away. It seems to be an emergency. I'm taking myself to the hospital. I have to go to Kaiser. Okay? So
not Kaiser.
By the way, I hated this hospital. It was right on Sunset Boulevard. It was sketchy, and I walk in there, and they're like, what can you do? What seems to be the problem? I said, I don't know. Something hurts. There's something going on in with my junk. I'm like, oh, okay. See the doctor. The doctor comes in.
You're He's like, sir, we gotta you have chlamydia.
He's like, we got to get you an ultrasound right away. They put a gown on me and put me in a wheelchair. I'm like, this is not necessary.
This is crazy.
I can walk. They're like, absolutely not. Doesn't the prettiest nurse come and get me? She lays me down on a table to do an ultrasound. So, you know, I'm like, by the way, it was really cold in this room.
Right. I'm sure it was. I'm sure.
It was so embarrassing, you guys. So she's doing the ultrasound on me. And she's like, yeah, everything's fine.
You're good.
If I would have done that here with the benefits I have today, do you have any idea how much that would have cost me? $3,000?
Yeah.
That entire
on the lower end.
Yeah. I paid $100 for all of that. That hospital visit, no problem. And I missed those benefits.
Time to find a wife who works for New York State or is a teacher or whatever the case may be.
Guys, I've worked for Costco for 9 years. I make $28 an hour. I get really good health insurance, especially dental. Would definitely recommend.
I will say this.
You know, Costco takes care of their people, though.
I will say this. Growing up with a mother who was a full-time teacher, it was a rude awakening the day I opened my eyes and turned 26 or 27, whenever you get off your parents' insurance. And realize that it doesn't cost $5 to go to the doctor. That was or $5 to get a prescription or whatever it is. I'm like, what are you talking about? I have to pay $150 to see my PCP for 2 minutes. Yeah, it's a tough scene out there. It's a dog-eat-dog world.
And I'll get to our friend John here, who says, I was just offered a mechanical designer job with a salary of $43,000 a year. In 0 weeks off, 0 personal days, and 0 sick days. Okay, so are you going to take that job? You going to take it?
Nice.
But my copay is so low.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
You guys.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.